Hello, Exeter Airbase.
The emergency phone rings at the Devon Air Ambulance in Exeter.
Okay.
Outside, the weather's grey and the usual view across the Exe Valley to the Blackdown Hills is obscured by low cloud.
Yeah, that's good.
The patient could be seriously ill, but already paramedic Nigel Lang knows it will be touch and go whether the team will make it north of Tiverton.
Unfortunately, a bit higher ground than where we are now, so do our best. There is a land crew going as well, so obviously if we can't make it, then the land crew will make it.
What do you know about the patient?
It's an elderly patient that is unconscious and query breathing. So that's the only details I've got at the moment, so I don't know the cause.
Pilot Rob Mackey is about as experienced as they come. Having trained with the Army nearly 30 years ago, he's been with the Devon Air Ambulance almost since the start. He agrees to try and fight through the cloud.
Not too clever at the moment. It's workable, but once we get towards the high ground, it might be a bit different story. So we'll carry on, see how we do.
With flying conditions poor, the crew have to constantly balance the medical need for the mission against the risk to the helicopter and its crew. In this case, with no other help within half an hour of the patient, paramedics Nigel and Eddie want to get to him if they possibly can.
Elderly gentleman that's been found unconscious, described as foaming at the mouth and query breathing. Land crew 30 minutes away.
With no medical professionals on site, no one knows how ill the man is. Unconscious and foaming at the mouth could indicate anything from a cardiac arrest to a stroke or an overdose. But just a kilometre from the scene and with the weather closing in, the team is forced to retreat back to Tiverton and try another route. This time they'll fly up the river valley at low level. It wastes precious time, but it may be the only option.
What we could also do, Rob, just to throw something else in the mix. Yeah, if a little bit clearer towards Tiverton, we could find somewhere near Tiverton and they could bring it from Bampton to Tiverton. We'll take it the rest of the way.
Yeah, if it needs to be. That's always a good plan.
But disorientating when you... But it's kind of uniform white all round, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, you lose depth perception, you lose all sorts of textures and sometimes even the horizon, which is even more frightening.
Then, from out of the gloom, there's good news. Kelly Thompson at the 999 control desk in Exeter comes on the radio to say that a second, much closer land ambulance has become available.
Crew came clear in Tiverton and is running up, and they're currently 6 minutes from scene. Over.
Yeah, Roger, receive that. Over.
So the pressure to reach the patient is off, but for the moment the team continues to fly north. If the land crew feel it's necessary, the air ambulance may still be needed to fly the patient to hospital. Minutes later, though, there's another update.
7150, go ahead, over.
7150, from crew on scene, you can stand down, not required, over.
Yeah, Roger, we'll receive, we'll stand down. Many thanks, over.
7150, no problem. RTB, over.
Okie dokie, I've got that. Thanks, guys.
The air ambulance team can return to base. This time, they weren't needed. But with the forecast for the next few days anything but promising, it's unlikely to be their last battle with the elements this week.